I guess we'll see if this works. You scared?
I'm not scared.
You're not scared?
I'm not scared.
No. All right.
I'm not scared.
No. Dance, monkey, dance.
Welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
And I'm John.
John's back!
Yay!
It's been a while. It's been over a month.
Wow.
Yes.
I missed me.
I bet the listeners missed you.
I bet they did too.
Why wouldn't they?
I'm saying they did.
Alright. So how are you? How's things?
Fantastic.
Are you?
I am.
Now that you're back from your super secret mission?
Yes.
You're a Jaeger pilot, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen Pacific Rim? Probably not.
Yes.
Have you really?
Yes.
Okay.
With Hellboy in it.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. That surprises me. That doesn't seem like your kind of movie.
It's not, but you talk so fondly of it, I had to go see it.
I'm just a big Charlie Hunnam fan.
Yeah, was that or Wonder?
There's nothing wrong with a little deformed boy.
He turns into a big kaiju. Or Jaeger, or whatever the hell they are.
No, they're kaijus.
They're kaijus.
Jaegers are the robots.
That's what I thought. Yeah. See, I was testing you.
Why would you test me? I'm the one that likes the movie.
I know, but maybe you're just talking a good story.
Oh, whatever. So, I'm down here because my company had their annual whatever they
dumpster fire.
That's kind of what it turned into, but their conference for the year was a bit of a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
I did get to meet somebody cool though.
You did? Who was that?
So every year they get a speaker. It's not like a keynote or anything, but it's like it's supposed to be a motivational thing. So they got this guy named Mick Ebling.
Okay.
Mick Ebling is a filmmaker in California.
Okay.
He has done one, if not two, James Bond opening sequences.
Oh, really?
So I want to say Quantum of Solace was the first one he did.
Okay.
And the point of the talk was that you should never let anything stop you from trying something. I can't remember the name of his company. It's like Not Impossible Labs or something.
Okay.
And basically he's the guy that when you listen to his presentation, you end up saying, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Like, this dude has done all this shit and I make healthcare videos for a living.
Okay.
Like, is the way that I came out of this.
It's to motivate you to leave your current job with this company.
Well, okay. So he starts out the story by saying he every year at Christmas they would, you know how like a normal company sends gifts to your clients,
mm-hmm,
in hopes that they use you again.
Sure.
The following year. So one year they said, well, why don't we make a donation to something instead of handing out money?
Oh, bullshit.
But listen. So they picked this guy whose brother has ALS.
Okay.
And they said, here's a check to help you with his medical benefits. Or his medical bills.
Sure.
But is there anything that he really needs? And they said, the only thing he needs and wants is to be able to draw again. Because the dude is an artist.
Okay.
Got ALS. Can't draw anymore.
Okay.
So this guy, Mick, decided that he was going to come up with a way for the dude to draw.
Okay.
Wound up with this, what looked like an early prototype for Google Glass. It was on like a cheap pair of sunglasses.
Okay.
But it mapped your eye and he could look and pick the tool and then go down to the canvas and it would draw for him and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Made the dude, this dude wrote this guy a note that said, look, I felt like I was drowning for 7 years. That like my head was underwater and like you making me be able to draw again has kind of freed me.
Hmm.
So you're like, wow, okay, that's really cool. And then he tells his next story of how he was reading online about this doctor in the Sudan who was helping kids that were torn apart by military bombings.
Oof.
And he read a story about one kid who was in a field, and as the military bomber planes were coming over, he hid behind a tree and wrapped his arms around the tree. And the bombs blew both of his arms off.
Mm.
And at 12 years old, the first thing that the kid said when he woke up was, I wish I had died because now I'm nothing but a burden.
Mm.
So he took a bunch of 3D printers over to the Sudan, learned how to make prosthetic limbs,
oh, okay.
And printed a bunch and left them there and taught them how to do it themselves.
Okay.
So you're like, wow, that's really motivational. And he goes, and I need to tell you this other story. He was trying to find a way to have deaf people experience music.
Okay.
So instead of standing in front of speakers and just feeling the bass,
right.
He made these wristbands and bands that go around your ankles and like a vest, and you would feel different sensations depending on what instrument is playing. So okay. Like you would feel the guitar in your arms, the drums in your chest, keyboard on your legs. So like it was a multi-sense...
Sure.
Experience.
Yeah.
So not only does that work, but then they find out that there's a added benefit that the wristbands, whatever the frequency it is, stops tremors of Parkinson's patients.
Really?
Yeah. So this dude just blows my mind of like, and the whole point of this is you just need to try to help one person.
Okay.
And it just kind of balloons from there.
Okay.
So I couldn't stop thinking about this.
Okay.
The entire night that, like, I got to talk to the guy because he was, I'm part of the media team, so he was hanging out with us before
right.
and after. And I said to him, you know, how can I, my hobby is 3D printing.
Right.
How can I do something with that? And he gave me this great idea of, like, we have a giant children's hospital in Charleston.
Right.
That there's got to be kids in need of prosthetics and stuff like that. And he goes, there's files online. If you're really serious, you know, let me know and we'll get you in touch with the right people.
Wow.
So I think when I go home, I'm going to try to print
start making
hand.
Body parts.
Yeah. Yep. Get my kid involved. Be like, hey, let's make a little kid a hand.
Oh.
You know. I'm not going to cut a hand off of her. I know that's what you're thinking.
No, but it's like, so you can make the prosthetic, which is
right.
basically something you just like jam on there. Well, you can't provide the medical
no,
expertise.
But the plans that are online have hands that when they flex their muscles, the hands close. So that they can flex their muscle to pick up things
okay.
and carry them. They have files where they could take a, like a fork or something and put it in a slot in the hand and be able to feed themselves and stuff like that.
Hmm.
So,
okay. Well, that's kind
of
cool.
So, yeah. And there are tons of families in the Charleston area that probably can't afford prosthetics.
So now they're going to be beating down your door.
Well, if I can help some people, why
oh,
not?
That's so sweet.
Why not?
That's nice.
So, I mean, we'll see.
That's nice. Well, thanks for joining us, folks.
No.
No, that's very nice.
So, yeah, it's interesting because it feels like I've worked with the 3D printers enough over the last year where I feel like I'm ready to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just kind of the push.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hand. Oh, wait.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, so the guy that started our company...
Who's listening right now?
No, I doubt it. He his name is actually on the children's hospital because he made a large donation.
Oh, really?
To the hospital.
Wow.
So I may be able to go to him and say, hey.
Hey, remember me? I'm one of your disgruntled employees.
Which, I'm not disgruntled.
Oh.
I may be able to say, hey, I have an idea. Would you want to invest in it?
Hmm.
Because all I really need, like, I can do it with the gear that I have.
Right.
But to cut down on post-processing and cleaner prints and faster and to be able to make more of them, like, and better, a nicer machine would be better. So for, like, a small fee, or, like, for a small donation, you might be able to help me out.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, what's $5,000 to a billionaire? Not a billionaire, a millionaire.
True.
Not a whole lot.
Very true. But what's in it for him? What's he get out of it?
He gets out of helping more children.
Okay.
And I can make, like, themed ones. I can make, like, they have a bunch of kids' files where, like, it's got, like, a Captain America shield on it. On, like, the forearm. We okay. could do, like, Wolverine claws.
But then you get into licensing.
Well, I'm not selling them. I'm giving them away. It'll all be like a charity thing.
Mm.
We'll have fundraisers where you can literally give a kid an arm or a leg.
Right.
You know? Donate $100. Help kid out. Because then it's just the cost of the filament and some hardware.
Right.
So, hey, why not?
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very benevolent of you.
Well.
There's a place in heaven for atheists like you.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm not doing it for hope of reward. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do.
But really, what have you got to lose?
Nothing.
Exactly.
And I've got nothing to gain.
Well, but you do have something to gain. If you die and there's a heaven and you've done good stuff, then you go to heaven. But if you die and there's nothing, then you don't lose anything.
Well, I've done enough bad shit in my life. Even if there was a heaven, I'm getting in.
Hey, right. Saran wrapping your boss's car doesn't really count.
Did we do that?
Yes, we did do that. I believe I have pictures somewhere.
Oh, which boss?
Winkus.
Oh. Okay. I kind of remember that now.
All right.
We had a whole discussion before about what I remember and I don't remember.
Yes.
And there's a lot I don't remember. You would think that I did a shitload of drugs.
You would think.
Never have I done a drug to affect my memory.
Or drink.
Technically, I should have all my brain cells.
Well, maybe you do. They're just somewhere else.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's very nice of you.
Yeah.
I'm proud.
Thanks.
Let me know how that works out. I still expect a Christmas gift.
I'll make you a hand.
Thanks.
Hey, no problem. I made you a bunch of gifts.
You did.
So there.
Some very nifty stuff.
Whatever. Whatever.
Well, that's nice.
So what else do we want to talk about?
I don't know.
We watched Gotham last night.
We did.
Well, I watched Gotham.
I watched half of it.
You watched half.
I saved it, so I have to go back and finish watching it.
For some reason, I like the show better this year.
Really?
Yeah. This season, well, the second half of the season, I really enjoyed.
You know, maybe you need to step away from it for a while and then come back. Because that's what I did with Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I never got through the first season.
Oh.
And then I came back in the second season, and it's like, oh, well, this is no longer all the blood and guts. This is more about the dynamics of these people. And
yeah.
Now we're back to it's all about blood and guts again. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, I don't know. I think the storytelling has matured a bit. And I liked some of the characters that they're bringing back.
Well, good.
I've always liked Jerome.
Yep.
Jerome's been in it for a bit. Kicked the crap out of Penguin.
Yep.
And he healed really fast.
Well, you know.
I don't understand. I guess makeup is a, you know, painful thing on those shows.
Well, you know.
Just get him out on the street. I don't care.
Well, you don't know how much time there is in between episodes either. It's never really that clear.
Well, yeah. I mean, none of the stuff on that show is clear.
No.
That's just willy-nilly shit.
willy-nilly.
Yes. I went to go see Pacific Rim 2 today while you were at work.
I heard.
It was okay.
Yeah. Not as good as the first.
No.
No?
But the way that they brought the monsters back...
Yeah.
...was probably one of the better points of storytelling I've seen in a sequel.
Okay.
They didn't ram it down your throat like it's a very logical way that it happens.
Okay.
And it that made sense, but like half of the cast, first of all, I don't think, and I'm probably going to get hate mail for this, I don't think that John Boyega is a good actor.
Okay.
His delivery of lines seems very forced.
Hmm.
All the time to me.
Okay.
He's basically, this isn't giving anything away because it's in the trailer, he's Idris Elba's kid from the first movie. So they try to make him say motivational things.
Okay.
And it doesn't work.
Hmm.
And it's him and one other guy who are experienced Jaeger pilots.
Right.
And then a bunch of cadets. And they're all like 17, 18 years old.
Okay.
And kind of feels like, oh, well, if this does well, we can spin these people off into their own stuff.
And if it doesn't,
we just won't bother.
Right.
But it's very like, it almost seems more kid friendly. Like the last one they didn't feel was kid friendly enough.
Right.
So we're going to put young pilots in there that like teenagers can identify with.
Okay.
And that just doesn't work.
But it sells more toys.
I guess.
You got to get the kids there.
And Charlie Hunnam's not in it. They mention him, but they never say like where he is or anything.
Oh, okay.
They bring back the Asian chick from the first one. Mako, I think is her character name.
Don't know. Don't remember.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
I saw it in the Dolby Theater.
Uh-huh.
Which was interesting.
Why is that?
Well, because there was like speakers under my seat.
Ooh.
So every time there was a big explosion, like it rumbled my butt.
Well, which keeps weird, you regular,
I guess. And it had like recliners, which is nice.
Oh, nice.
Have you been in those recliners?
Did you go to AMC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have recliners in South Carolina, and they basically lay you flat.
Yeah.
Like when you go back. And this was more kind of like, you were still sitting up, but your legs were up too.
Hmm. Okay.
So you weren't laying flat. It was more kind of like a... But it was nice and comfortable.
Okay. Well,
which
good.
Was different. Until, like, you know, it's a big movie with battle scenes. So as things blowing up, you're constantly like... So.
Oh, if only you people at home could have seen that action.
Why? I didn't do anything.
It was amusing.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I was telling a story.
It's hilarious.
No, it wasn't.
All right, it wasn't.
Why are you so mean to me?
I'm not mean to you. Don't start.
I'm leaving.
Bye. Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Oh, I see how you are. Did you see the first Deadpool?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see the trailer for the second one?
I have not. I have not seen
the
trailer.
Oh, it's very good.
Is it?
Yes. I think that... I truly feel like Deadpool is the superhero movie that everybody has always wanted.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
And why is that?
Because it's just...
Because it's more screen time for Leslie Adams?
For who?
Al? Sal?
Oh, Blind Al?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel like it doesn't take itself seriously. And I feel like that's... Too many of these things, it's all like trying to save the world.
Okay.
And none of this ever feels that way.
Hmm.
They're very small stories.
Okay.
So. Are you going to watch it now?
Sure, why not? Go ahead, keep them entertained. I got stuff to do.
Okay. We'll just play the audio.
Thank you. Actually, that may have been me.
Oh, you're living the dream, Steepy.
Yeah.
Devil may care attitude.
Strong guys.
Beautiful girlfriend.
Sorry I'm late. I was rounding up all the gluten in the world and launching into space where it can't not hurt us ever again.
Kiss me like you miss me, Red.
What in the fucksicle is this?
My name's Cable. I'm here for the kid.
What? The kid?
Move or die.
Kids give us a chance to be better than we used to be. He means you.
You're a lot smarter than I look. I ain't letting Cable kill this kid. But I can't do this alone.
Oh, can you speak up? It's hard to hear you with that pity dick in your mouth.
We're gonna form a super duper fucking group. Need them tough, morally flexible, and young enough to carry their own franchise for 10 to 12 years.
We'll be known as X-Force.
Isn't that a little derivative?
You're absolutely right. Now, let's go get our fuck on.
Don't call it a comeback! I've been here for years. I'm rocking my feet. What's up to the fear? Bringing the tears. Rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the rainstorm.
Tell me they got that in slow motion.
Doing the right thing is messy. But if you want to fight for what's right, sometimes you have to fight dirty. That is why Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants is pure pornography.
Oh, God, I wish I finished college.
It lives up to the hype, plus plus.
Fuck it, they probably won't even make a three.
Yeah, why would they? Stop it, too. You killed it.
All right, then.
Looks like it's going to be a good movie.
It does. Looks fun.
I mean, he was born to play that.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't gotten anybody else to play Deadpool better.
Not Jason Bateman?
No. Jason Bateman is one of those guys who plays the same character in everything.
Yes.
The character that he plays in Game Night is the same character he played in Hitchcock. Was it Hitchcock? What was the superhero movie with Will Smith?
Hancock.
Almost the same character he plays in that Netflix show that he does about the drug dealer.
Yes, Ozarks.
He just plays himself now.
Well, hey, if it works,
he's like Jeff Goldblum.
Yes,
and Bruce Willis.
Well, but he hasn't become a cartoon of himself yet, like Jeff Goldblum.
Just think of how fun his life is, though.
You think? You don't think he goes home and he's like, damn it.
I think you reach a point as an actor where you're past your what's considered your prime.
Right.
And people are still asking you to do movies, and you know, like, you've got no shot of getting an Oscar for doing Thor.
Right.
So you're just going to have the most fucking fun that you can possibly have.
Yeah. And he is doing better than his sister.
Who? Goldblum?
Jason Bateman.
Oh, Jason Bateman. I thought we were talking about Goldblum.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Jason Bateman. And his sister, Justine.
Justine, yeah.
From Family Ties.
Yeah, what's she doing now?
I have no idea. Crack.
She's still alive?
What to happened? The internet!
What happened to Justine Bateman? Do you guys know? Justine Bateman.
Maybe we could get her on the show.
Ooh, she hasn't aged well.
She's in her 50s, right? That's not bad.
She looks like a coke whore.
Well,
but let's, you know, hey.
Give her the benefit of the doubt.
After Family Ties, she went on Lois and Clark.
Lois and Clark?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As the character of Sarah Zara? In 4 episodes.
Yep.
She did the American version of Men Behaving Badly, featuring Rob Schneider. That was a high point. Apparently she was in Arrested Development.
Was she?
Her character is initially believed to be Michael Blue's sister, but she turns out to be a prostitute taken advantage of by his father and pimped by his brother.
Did not remember that episode.
I don't remember that either. She has acted in several web series, so the answer is yes, we can get her on the show. She acted in John August's Remnants, and Alina Douglas's IKEA-sponsored Easy to Assemble.
Oh, well, you know, of course.
She won a Streamy Award for it.
A Screamy?
A Streamy.
Streamy.
Yes. Apparently she's a big producer now.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. And a writer. But she's on a hiatus from the entertainment business. And has established a clothing design company. As you do. As a middle-aged actress.
Just ask the Olsen twins.
That's right. That's right. But she is an outspoken supporter of net neutrality, so I take all that shit back I just said. She's also a licensed pilot of single engine planes.
Really?
Yes. So see? There's more to her than just acting. I guess. So there you go. Apparently she was on an episode of Modern Family.
Oh, really?
Yes, in 2013.
Okay.
Called The Future Dunphys.
Sure.
Let's see. Claire and Phil visit the hospital for a checkup after Claire's heart episode back on Valentine's Day. While waiting, they see an older version of their family and they start acting weird, making Haley, Alex, and Luke worried that Claire's condition is serious. When the kids arrive at the hospital to see what's going on, they realize that everything is okay, and they scold Phil and Claire for stressing them out. I don't remember that one at all.
Nope.
They've done some really cool things, and then they do some really boring things.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Whatever. So what else is going on?
I don't know. I'm all caught up on Walking Dead. Can't wait for this week's episode.
Oh, dude, I am so... kind of over. Like, nothing happens.
But something did happen.
So, Negan gets kidnapped by...
Jadis.
By Jadis?
Yes.
Who cares?
Well, because you hope she's going to, like, torture him.
He's not going to die.
And then make a sculpture of him.
No.
As a cat.
So what's going to happen is... which has been telegraphed since the very beginning of this whole war thing, is that Simon is now turning on Negan.
Yes.
Doing things he shouldn't be doing. Negan finds out in this episode that Simon wiped out all the trash people.
Yep.
Now he's been taken by Jadis. Jadis is going to be like, why did you order that? And he said, I didn't. And then he's going to go kill Simon.
Then they're going to make crazy love in the dirt.
Nah, maybe. But she stopped talking in that weird broken language.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yes. Because all the followers are dead. You don't need to keep that shit up now. But, like, there was a real potential for a really good fight.
Yep.
With Rick swinging Lucille on fire.
Yep.
And they wasted it.
Well, I mean, isn't that typical how they do it?
I really feel like... and Walking Dead did this to a point. Walking Dead has always stressed that they try to change the show every 8 episodes.
Right.
So that it's a different show from at the end of the season than it was in the beginning.
Sure. That's noble.
Yes. But I feel like that's not enough. I feel like they should be getting through multiple storylines in a season.
Well, you don't like the lesbians who came and traded for record albums? Hildy and Georgie?
Oh, God. I kind of know where that's going from the comic book, but
yeah.
It's way too early. They got to get through a whole nother, like, group of villains first before that ever comes out. So, I don't know what they're doing. I just keep waiting for big shit to happen, and it never does.
It never does.
No.
Well, now they're getting ready for the big crossover.
So I guess that means that Fear the Walking Dead is jumping forward in time?
Impossible. Why would they bother doing that? So now both series are taking place at the same time?
To get Morgan on the other show.
Yeah, I don't know.
No?
I think this is Logan in between...
Logan?
Morgan? Yeah, him. In between when he left Rick and before Rick found him again in his own little village.
But there's not enough time.
Well, he ran very fast.
Because they're in Texas, supposedly. Yeah. So he gets from Georgia to Texas.
And back.
Back to Georgia.
Yes.
In like 6 months.
What's wrong with that?
Well, a story has to take place while he's there.
Does it? Think it'll be a cop-out where he's just like seen walking down the street and they pass him and like one of them turns and looks?
No.
And then that's it?
No. He's a regular now.
No, he's a crossover. He's not a stunt?
No.
He's a regular on that show?
I thought so.
No.
I thought they made him a regular.
I don't. I thought it was just a brief thing.
Now I gotta look that up. The Walking Dead. Where is Morgan? Here, Morgan. Here, Morgan. Lenny James. Lenny James. All filmography. Come on. Alright, well, on the Internet Movie Database, it only has him in one episode. But they said that he was going to be a series regular.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Maybe they'll just kill off everybody else like they did that one guy.
Yeah, right?
Like he just falls out of the helicopter. Oh, yeah, you're done. Sorry. But they're bringing Maggie Grace on the show.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, which one was she?
From Lost? Maggie Grace?
Was she the sister?
Yes.
That everybody hated?
Yes.
Oh.
And Jenna Elfman.
What?
Jenna Elfman. Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Coming in April.
Yeah.
Yeah. That must mean they're going to cancel it soon.
Right. Jenna Elfman is the kiss of death?
She is. She is very much the kiss of death. It's okay. It doesn't have to be on the air for very long. Yeah, but I mean, they have pictures of Morgan with all the characters, so.
Hmm.
This guy's playing a character called John Fear. That's weird. See, look at poor Morgan sitting in the road.
See? I told you. He's just sitting in the road, and they drive by, and they turn and look. And somebody go, who dat? And that's the end of it.
No.
Here's your paycheck. Go back to Georgia.
No. I think it's going to be a fine regular. He'll bring to that show what it needs.
Really?
No. Nope. But now they got like a cowboy looking dude. Look at that guy.
Oh, is that John Fear?
I think so.
Garrett Dillahunt.
Yeah.
From Raising Hope.
Oh. Yep, he's on it too. So now you're going to watch Fear the Walking Dead, aren't you?
No, I've been watching it, but I just got bored with it this past year.
There's no, Did they kill off what's his name? I know who's what's his name.
Yes, he became a zombie.
Reuben Blades.
No, they did, but he came back.
Oh. Reuben Blades?
Reuben Blades. No, his name's really Blades.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't try to get all Hispanic along me.
Yep, it's Blades.
It is not.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Says who?
I don't know.
Not him.
And then there's Coleman Domingo.
Yes. But he's... No, maybe he's not dead again. I thought he finally died.
He did?
Yeah. I thought he did.
In maybe real not. Life?
No. Yes, just to get off that show.
Yeah. Well, that seems to work in other shows.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't watched Fear in about a year. I'm like a year behind. I just don't care anymore.
No?
There's just...
You don't fear The Walking Dead?
No.
No?
There's too many things to do.
And too little time to do it.
And too little time to do it.
What if you could compress TV shows? Not only time shift them, but speed them up by like 20%.
Well, all you gotta do is cut out like a quarter of the commercial breaks.
Well, no, you do that. But I mean, when you've time shifted it and you're watching it on your remote, if you could legitimately fast forward it, but have them...
You mean like that thing on YouTube where you can play it at 1.5 times speed?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would make a bunch of that stuff seem better.
I think so. You know, this show's dragging. Click, not anymore.
I'm going to do that with Flash, but I'm going to skip entire episodes. That one where Iris was a speedster?
Yes.
Almost made me quit the show.
Really?
Yeah. Which is weird because the one with the bomb and him moving to super speed, I think was one of the best episodes they've ever done.
Okay.
Just the way that they handled it and the way, like, it wasn't connected to anything.
Yeah.
It was just this thing that was going on, and they did like, advance some storylines, but not the main one.
Okay.
And it was just, like, this story about the Flash not being fast enough to be able to help. And I thought it was really well done, and then they do Iris as the Flash, and I was like, oh.
Well, it's not going to be as bad as Supernatural meets Scooby-Doo.
Well, that's
because I'm really looking forward to that.
So, are they animating?
Yes.
So they're animating the Supernatural people?
Poorly, yes. Okay.
Is it old, like animation? What do they call it?
Rotoscope?
No.
Anime?
No, there was a...
Animu?
No, there was a specific style to those cartoons.
Hanna-Barbera?
No.
Animation.
No, I know it's animation, but
it's... pictures move,
it's,
Chris.
I know, but it's called something else. Oh, fuck me. Okay.
Animatronic.
No, it's not animatronic. Okay, hang on. Hang on. Scooby-Doo.
Thursday, March 29th, the DK. The Winchesters.
Give this bad boy a test run.
Get animated.
You're a cartoon!
I'm a cartoon!
We're not just any cartoon. We're at Scooby-Doo.
That's the freaking Scooby Gang.
Dibs on Daphne.
Sounds like this could be the start of a mystery.
Oh no! Jinkies! Zoinks!
Son of a bitch. If that guy can die for real in this cartoon, that means we can too.
Scooby-Doo could die. That's not happening. Not on my watch.
Take a bullet for that dog.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now.
We should be trying to get out of here, and instead you're hanging out with Marmaduke.
How dare you? Oh, Daddy can do so much better.
Supernatural, only Thursday, March 29th on the CW.
Wow.
Thanks. Does that look like it's going to be great?
Oh, is that their, like, gimmick for this year?
Yep.
Their one, like, weird, fucked up
yep.
one? Oh, I can't find the name of this thing.
No?
No. No. It was like... It was a style where they did like 10 frames a second or something to save on drawing time.
What?
To get them... Yes.
What?
Yes. So that... Did they say who's doing the voices for the Scooby Gang? Because that Fred sounds like Fred from the old cartoons.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't sound like Matthew Lillard as a Shaggy.
No, and it's not Casey Kasem because he's dead.
Well, yeah, but I thought like Matthew Lillard was...
Oh, the new?
What, like he was supposed to do the voice and everything.
Oh, I don't know.
But that didn't sound like him.
No?
No.
Do you know that Scooby's real name is Scoobert?
Okay. Let me see if I can figure this out.
Oh, did not realize that Scrappy Doo had a brother Yabba Doo.
Yeah. And Dabba. Animation style.
There was Scooby Dum, Scooby D, Dooby Doo, Whoopsie Doo, Ruby Doo, Skippy Doo, Howdy Doo, Horton Doo, Hixie Doo, Yankee Doodle Doo, and Spooky Doo.
Man, how come I can't find it now?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. There was definitely a word for it. And I can't
Crappy?
Find it now. No, it's not. It was the style was the actual term that they used.
You don't think...
But now I can't find where like it talks about all those. That's retarded. I don't want that one. And they used it...
Limited animation?
Well, yeah, but it had a different name. It was limited animation, and it was the same thing as the Jetsons and the Flintstones, where they would use the same backgrounds, which is why they always ran, when they ran through the house, it was always like window, chair, lamp, window, chair, lamp, window, chair, lamp. Because they would just reuse everything.
Okay.
And they did it at like 10 frames a second, so they weren't having to animate everything. But there was a specific name for it, and I can't, for the life of me, remember it.
Hmm.
Filmation? Was it Filmation? Huh? Is that it? Did nope. My old brain?
Nope.
Filmation?
No, Filmation. Well, was it?
It was a production company that produced animation and live-action programming and television. Animation style. Filmation was more concerned with quantity rather than quality. However, it did make a number of attempts to rise above. The best-known example of its animated adaptation of Star Trek, the animated series. Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. He-Man. Archie Comics. I think this is what it was called. I think it was Filmation. Filmation had a reputation of exploiting the technique of limited animation to produce a number of animated series with a distinct look. So that, it's Filmation.
Matthew Lillard was Shaggy in that.
Was he?
Yep.
Okay. And who's Fred?
Frank Welker.
Was he the original?
No.
Oh.
That was Don Messick. He dead.
Don Messick. Okay. It sounded just like him. Frank Welker does a really good impersonation.
Yeah. Frank also does the voice of Scooby-Doo now.
Oh. Okay.
So there you have it.
Mystery solved.
Yay.
Zoinks.
Jinkies. Do you know Velma's last name?
No.
Velma Dinkley.
Dinkley?
Dinkley.
That's weird.
Yes. And this features Keegan Frith as Ghost Kid.
Oh.
So that'll be exciting.
So much like the debate of Marianne and Ginger.
Uh-huh.
Were you Daphne or Thelma?
Daphne.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I just like nerdy girls.
I guess so.
And the Daphne that they got for the live-action Scooby-Doos was, like, insanely hot.
Linda Cardellini?
Was that who it was?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, just saying. Because it was Buffy was Daphne, right? In those live-action ones?
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever her name is.
I'm
having a hard time with
Sarah
names.
Sarah Jessica... No, not Sarah Jessica Parker.
Not the horse face chick.
The other one. What's her name? Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Michelle Gellar. Yes. Yep. Shaggy Rogers.
Shaggy Rogers.
Scoob. Wasn't there some kind of weird conspiracy theory of like Scooby wasn't real, that it was all in Shaggy's head or something?
Because he was stoned.
Yeah. Are you going to learn how to do the voice of Shaggy?
We all are.
I don't believe you.
Apparently not.
You lied. Oh, man, he looks old.
Is that him?
Yeah.
It's a $190 movie. Originally, I would scream myself hoarse so that my voice sounded scratchy. So I'd be like, dude, zoinks, because your voice was so screwed up.
Who's that sitting next to?
So one? I'm in this movie, I fly into LA to audition, and I get there, it's Warner Brothers on a Saturday morning. I'm the only one there, and I'm in my car, and I've got my hand on the steering wheel, and I'm screaming, ah! Ah! I'm trying to ruin my voice. And somebody walks by, and the director walks by and goes, you okay, dude? So I'm sitting there screaming in the car by myself. But it's really easy. So if you take your voice and go from the base of your voice to that falsetto, oh, there's that little crack. Where it lives. My voice is screwed up right now, so, boy, dude.
Dude. How was Scooby? Scooby?
Well, that was exciting.
We're in trouble. That's not where that lives.
That's not Scooby. That's like Yoda on Coke.
Hookers I need. My little Willy will suck. Yes. No?
No.
Oh. Come on, Yoda's had to be a freak.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know when he was hiding under that robe? What if that wasn't a cane?
Ew.
What if he was just slowly jerking it?
Oh, stop it.
No?
No.
Oh.
Ick.
He's actually leaving like a trail?
Like a slime trail? Like a snail?
Little bits of... Little
no.
Yoda swimmers?
Of Yoda Force?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Think his semen was green?
No. You mean like the milk?
Oh, that just makes that much worse. It wasn't milk that Luke was getting out of that. It was semen.
Ew.
That's why it stuck in his beard.
Oh, that's gross.
No?
No. Ick.
That's the XXX version of Star Wars?
Yes.
There are worse porn parodies.
I'm sure there are.
Look them up.
No. No, I think I'm good.
Come on, put it in your search history.
No.
So when the cops look at it, they could be like, why are you looking up Yoda porn? There's got to be fan fiction.
I'm sure there is.
Yoda fan fiction. Hang on. I'll put it in mine. I don't care. I ain't scared.
Oh, I knew nothing about this. Knew nothing about this.
Yoda fan fiction. Yep, here we go. Yoda's Shadow, Chapter 1. And these are all, like, serious. I don't want the serious ones. Master Yoda fanfiction stories. The worst Star Wars fanfiction in the universe. Good this is, Yoda said and smiled, walking closer still, because my favorite are those cookies, and severe consequences there would be for whoever took them. So here's some of the worst. There's a fan fiction called Letters, which is Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon, and they're stuck in a trench somewhere. Obi-Wan has a concussion, and Qui-Gon is bored, so they play the classic road trip game Letters, in which players challenge each other to come up with words that start with a given letter of the alphabet, in this case, T. This is the entire fan fiction. Tsunami. Nice one. Tornado. Turpentine. What? I said turpentine. Okay, transportation? Transvestite. What? It's a word, master. I know it's a word. Hard to come up with something after that, hmm? No, it was just unexpected. Just come up with a word. Well, Triteria. I already used Triteria. And it goes on. That's fan fiction.
That's exciting. That should be like the next movie.
Yes. There's something called Jabba's New Slave. So, in this one, this is the first time I've ever read something and actually held an open mouth frown of pure horror the entire time. Really, it made me feel ill. All right, I'm reading this one. So this is the key passage. And apparently it's Jabba talking to Luke. Put on a show for me, boy, Jabba commanded. Take off your clothes. What? Luke demanded. No. Jabba yanked on the chain, pulling Luke to his face, where he could smell the criminal's horrible breath. Do it, boy, or I will devour you for my dinner. Luke's blue eyes widened with terror. He had to comply. He didn't want to die. Slowly, he stood up and went in front of Jabba as far as the chains would allow. Jabba laughed with delight and licked his lips. Slowly, the boy ripped open his tunic and shed it, revealing his lean, tan upper body. Jabba rumbled happily. Don't mess with Yoda's cookies, which is the one. There's something called the Eye Doctor, which is Anakin, Obi-Wan, and Padme. Anakin convinces Obi-Wan to go to the optometrist. Obi-Wan teaches art history. Anakin works at the Tatooine garage, and Padme is an EMT.
What?
Hang on. And the three are in a polyamorous relationship. Oh, geez. Hi, this is Luke. Leave a message. Mon Mothma, Darth Vader, and Yoda. Hi, this is Luke Skywalker. I'm out fighting the Empire right now, but if you leave a message after the beep, I'll get back to you. Beep. Luke, this is your father. I'm beginning to wonder if you ever check your messages. I know I haven't been the best father in the universe, but posing as a woman in the personal section of the Imperial Times is not the healthiest way to seek the love and attention that you didn't receive during your childhood. Frankly, it's quite disturbing. Call me, and we can try to find a way to work through this. By the way, I removed the ad and threatened to strangle anyone who tries to answer it with my bare hands. Beep.
So basically what we've learned is that fan fiction sucks.
Well, this is the worst. These are the ones that were
there's
the
good
worst.
Stuff?
Apparently. There's one called Little One, which stars Sherlock Holmes, John Watson, and Yoda. Jedi Master Sherlock Holmes has just been assigned his new Padawan, 8-year-old John Watson, and he's none too pleased. As bitter as ever before, only now with the power to use the Force, Holmes struggles to build a relationship with the young Watson. So it doesn't even need to be like Star Wars. You could just throw anybody in there and put a lightsaber in their hand. I mean, I'm sure there's more sexual ones.
I'm sure there are. I think we're good.
Are you sure?
I am. I'm very sure.
Ah, whatever. Apparently there's Harry Potter and Padme love fan fiction.
Oh, well, that's something.
There's Sith Yoda fan fiction.
Sith Yoda?
Yes. The Harry Potter one is called Force of Love.
Oh, dear God.
Harry Potter attempts to rid the galaxy of the dark side and finds love along the way. Jedi Harry.
Jedi Harry. Oh, wow.
I'm just reading it, man. I'm not making it up. There's a fan fiction called Yoda and Tequila. Yoda drinks tequila, and that should be all you need to know. So there you go. You can find fan fiction for anything. There's probably supernatural fan fiction too.
Oh, I'm sure there is. There's got to be.
Probably written by our friend Debbie. She is quite the fan.
Yes.
She goes to all the conventions. Ah, good times. Oh, well.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes. You got anything else for this week?
No.
No?
No.
Did I really fuck it up with the fan fiction?
I think you did.
Fuck.
I think you killed the momentum.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I think that was it.
I thought it was funny, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
No?
What do you know?
All right, fine. Be that way. All right, so next week it's back to the usual.
The huge.
You hear me up in South Carolina.
That's right.
Ooh-wee.
We're going to probably get another blizzard before you come back.
Oh, I hope not. I sure as hell hope not. All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
And remember, if you fart as you're leaving the room, it's called a toodaloo.